Mentor, enjoying some time with the family. You need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Over Easy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Por la mañana café, por la tarde ron. Ya estamos en la calle, sal de tu balcón.
Por la mañana café, por la tarde ron. Ya estamos en la calle, sal de tu balcón.
De Arecibo hasta Ponce, de Fajardo a Rincón. En la voz de todo un barrio, desde Almirante a Frontón.
Por la mañana café.
Yo no sé ni cómo yo llegué a casa anoche. Clase lo que era. Hoy me están tirando de nuevo para bajar para allá, pero yo creo que hoy sí que ha hecho pichadera, que no me esperen.
El humo empañó el camino y no pude recordar el camino pa' mi casa. Hoy me vuelves a invitar.
Yo me iba a quedar tranquilo, pero si quieres vacilar, sube tú pa' la montaña, porque hoy yo me quedo acá.
Ven subiendo, que no le vamos a bajar. Sube tú pa' la montaña, hoy yo me quedo acá.
Algo para que sepa. En el monte hoy se rompe, desde que sale el sol hasta que se esconde.
En el monte hoy se rompe.
Si ando goma botando humo, dale, ponle.
En el monte hoy se rompe.
Suban pa' acá pa' que sientan el torque.
En el monte hoy se rompe.
Me voy a dar otra en lo que los muchachos hacen el corte.
Welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in preview on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And as always, I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday and enjoying the slightly warmer temperatures that we have been graced with. I never thought that I would be thankful for negative 15 degrees, but here we are. And I hope everyone enjoyed the Grammys on Monday. I'm sure a lot of other radio hosts are talking about it. But over at Queen's Album Club on Thursday, so tomorrow, we are doing a Grammys review and discussing a few of the major picks, as well as some of the unaired picks. I'm honestly shocked at how few awards they air, despite having a 4-hour show. It's kind of incredible how much time they waste. And I was shocked at how many advertisements there were. Like, it felt like I was watching the Super Bowl, which I guess makes sense. It's a very big TV event, so a lot of businesses and, like, companies are going to want to advertise when they know a lot of people are going to be watching. But dang, like, not even, like, the best rock album doesn't even get aired? All right, whatever. I digress, but we'll be discussing a little bit of that over at Album Club tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in Kingston Hall, room 210. So if you're interested in discussing and defending perhaps some of the awards, I don't think they really were, there were too many upsets this year. I think Best New Artist was a little bit of a shock to some. At least over on the Twitter sphere, but we'll be discussing that a little bit later. But the song bringing us in, could you guess, was of course Bad Bunny, who won Best Album at the 2026 Grammy Awards, so congrats to him. He won two other awards. One was for Best Musical Performance in a certain genre. It might have been Musica Urbana, but I'm not 100% sure. And then he also won Best Album in the category of Musica Urbana. So congratulations to Bad Bunny. I loved his suit with the, like, I don't know what you call it, cinching? Almost looked like corseted in the back. It was very nice. And of course, his album is phenomenal. I meant to actually listen to a Google pronunciation before I started recording, but I did forget, so I'm gonna try my best to pronounce it, and then at the next little break when I'm talking, I'll come back and pronounce it correctly if I messed up horrifically. But the album is, of course, Debbie Trar Mas Fotos. I'm sorry. My Spanish, my any language except English, actually, let's call that out, is terrible. My pronunciation and enunciation, just please don't talk about it too much. But I did also want to highlight that there was a Canadian winner. There's two Canadian winners at the Grammys, actually. One of them won Best Producer, and another one won for Best Immersive Album. I'm going to double-check my facts and then come back so I'm not just saying incorrect things. Yes, okay. I got confused because the album that won Best Immersive Music Album is just called Immersive, so I was like, wait, am I getting tripped up? But no, Justin Gray won Best Immersive Album, and Circuit won Best Producer, and he produced The Weeknd's Big Sleep, which is coming up right now, followed by Goodnight Baby by Daphne and Perfect Stranger by FKA Twigs, who won Best Electronic Album. So I hope you enjoy those songs coming up right now.
Big sleep. Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
Welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And as always, I will be going over those songs once again. So up first, we had The Weeknd with Big Sleep featuring Giorgio Moroder, which I believe he also featured on one of Daft Punk's songs. I'm not 100% sure, but that name does sound familiar. I think it was the one with a big long monologue, but I don't feel like searching it up right now because I already just did some research in the middle of my last segment, so we're just gonna power through. But following that, we had Goodnight Baby by Daphne, which is his most recent single. I'm very excited for his album coming out very soon now that we're in February. I think it comes out this Friday, perhaps. This one I am going to double check since it is related to the single that I'm talking about. If only my Spotify app would actually load, that would be a really big help. Yeah, Butterfly releases in 2 days, so it is this upcoming Friday. Very, very exciting. Or 2 days. I'm recording this on Tuesday, but it does come out, or I guess, yeah, no, Wednesday would be still 2 days. 2 days, 7 hours is what I'm looking at right now. Regardless, comes out Friday. Wow, I am yammering. But Daphne always has great music, and as you've probably heard from what music I've been putting on air, I really like electronic music recently. I've really been dabbling in it for the past several months, so looking forward to adding that to my list to pull from. And then following that, we had FKA Twigs with Perfect Stranger. And like I said earlier, the album that Perfect Stranger is from, which is Eusexua, won Best Electronic Album, which I think deserved. Love FKA Twigs. I'm shocked that she hadn't won it before it. Won this album. Oh my god. Won this Grammy with a different album, like, beforehand, because, oh my gosh, why is every single thing slipping my mind right now? What album is it? Capra Songs. I thought Capra Songs would have been more of a winner for this category, and then also I really wanted my girl Pink Panthers to win that category, but I'm not mad that it was Twigs. But coming up, you will hear a little bit of Pink Panthers, but that will be coming up a little bit later in the segment. Up first, we have Run Your Mouth by The Marías, who were nominated for Best New Artist. And although my sister Addison Rae was nominated, I really wanted The Marías to win. I think Addison was nominated too early in her career, honestly. Like, give her a little bit more time to grow, because the performance, I saw people on Twitter saying it looked like a Drag Race performance, which I did in fact giggle at, but regardless, I do wish The Marías won. But following that, you will hear Towers by Lia Pappas-Kemp, followed by Shadow of a Man by Lady Gaga, and closing out with Girl Like Me by Pink Panthers. So I hope you enjoy.
The Kingston Canadian Film Festival returns this winter, running February 25th to March 1st in downtown Kingston. With close to 100 Canadian films, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival also hosts tons of comedy, live music, workshops, and special guest appearances. Highlights this season include cast from Letterkenny, Biff Naked, Sean Majumder, July Talk, and Mark Ford. Make sure to check out the opening night film Youngblood, a fresh remake of the original hockey cult classic, and get ready for the new Degrassi documentary with a live appearance from cast members Spike and Caitlin. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, running February 25th to March 1st. Check out the lineup and get tickets by visiting kingcanfilmfest.com.
When we talk about everything that happened, we'd rather sit around. I don't need a lesson, you just call me out. Call me when I'm distant, always run your mouth. I don't wanna listen, you're on my case. Won't you stop with that look on your face? And I can't
I'm listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Once again, welcome back from the tunes, and as you already know, standard procedure. Up first, we had Run Your Mouth by the Marías, followed by Towers by Leah Pappas-Kemps, which is her newest single. It just came out on January 23rd, so just about a week ago now. And that is building up to her upcoming album, Winged, which is releasing on March 13th. So if you liked the sound of Towers, keep an eye out for that upcoming release. And also check out a few of her other singles she released in preparation for that album drop. But following Towers, we had Shadow of a Man by Lady Gaga. And she won Best Pop Vocal Album, so congratulations to her. Mayhem was a fantastic album. Regarding Shadow of a Man as a single, or no, it wasn't a single. That's my gripe with it. It should have been a single. It was phenomenal. It was, like, so good. And I was looking at, like, Mayhem's chart history of all the songs, and it was surprisingly low. Like, it did not chart on the US Hot 100. It charted on the Canada's Hot 100 at 91, but still better than the US because, you know, we know music like that. But still, only 91? Like, it's one of the best songs on the album, in my personal opinion. I was debating, oh my gosh, thinking too fast for my mouth to keep up with. I was debating between putting this song on the air or Garden of Eden, but I just kept coming back to the song after the album had just released, so I thought, why not throw my favorite song on air? Once again, you know, there's an excuse to do it. And then following that, we had Pink Panthers with Fancy That is the album, with Girl Like Me from Fancy That, which got nominated for Best Dance Album, Best Dance Electronic Album, which is what Eusexia won. And I was really riding for my girl. I really wanted her to win. I thought this album was phenomenal. It really showed off all of her production chops and her voice. It's just like, you can really see the elevation in her sound as you listen to her album. And it's like, despite her still being in the same realm and same genre of music as she's kind of always been, you can still see those, like, improvements, like, those sonic improvements and, like, tailoring her sonic design. It's just incredible. I think it's a phenomenal album. If you haven't listened to it all the way through, please do. Do yourself a favor. But we're coming up to our next batch of songs, which we are starting off with Light Design by Turnstile, which they won the Grammy for Best Rock Album, so congratulations to them. And then following that, we will have Queen of Nothing by Soft Cult, which is a new single from them. And then closing out that segment, we will have Whim by Hayley Williams. So I hope you enjoy.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queen's Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Lying next to
last time on today's episode, welcome back from the music. I hope you have enjoyed all of what you have heard today. I know I have, but that is probably because I put the episode together, though I do hope you stick around for the last two songs that will play after I yammer for a few more moments. But as always, I will be going over the songs that you just heard. Up first, we had Turnstile with Light Design, and that is from their newest album, which is Never Enough. And like I said earlier, it won the Grammy for Best Rock Album. So congratulations to Turnstile. I was talking a little bit earlier about how I'm kind of honestly very shocked that they don't air Best Rock Album, or honestly, like, Best Dance / Electronic Album. I can't remember if they aired Best R&B Album. Honestly, I was barely watching, to be honest. But, like, I'm shocked by how few are aired. Like, it's like nine awards or something, and it's like there's 30 awards or more. And it's like, okay, sure, I get not maybe airing the best, like, album design or best whatever. You do have to save for time, but, like, surely we can fit, like, all the best albums into this ceremony, no? Or at least, like, the more mainstream genres, like, maybe not the immersive music genre, sure, but, like, rock, R&B, and dance / electronic? How are those not being aired? I don't know. I digress. I do wish Deftones won Best Rock Album. That's my personal opinion, but Turnstile, I did have a little bit of a listen, and they honestly kind of sound similar to Deftones' newest album, so I'm not too mad at them for winning. I'm honestly not mad at them at all. Congratulations, more talented in music than I will ever be. So, little three, four clap round of applause. Moving on, we have Queen of Nothing by Soft Cult. They just released their album this past Friday. It's an album, but it's 30 minutes long, so it's kind of like an EP. But then again, Pink Panthers is my girl, and her albums are like 30 minutes, so it's up to the author, I guess, up to the artist. But that album is called When a Flower Doesn't Grow. So if you liked Queen of Nothing, then definitely check out that album. And then closing out that section, we had Whim by Hayley Williams, who was nominated for Best Alternative Music Album. Unfortunately, she did lose to The Cure with Songs of a Lost World, but I heard a lot of praise for Ego Death at a bachelorette party, which was her album, so I hope she's not hurting too bad, because I know a lot of fans have her back. But we have two more songs coming up for you in just a moment. That first song coming up is Past Life by Maddie Ritter, who is a Canadian artist. And this is their first song back after their most recent album, Songs of Love and Death, which released in 2024. So hopefully this means another album is coming out from them this year. And then the last song for today will be Edith and the Kingpin by Joni Mitchell, because she won Best Historical Album this year at the Grammys, and she is a Canadian music legend. And she also released kind of like a demos and remasters album this year as well, so I thought I would highlight that on today's show by closing us out with a nice, calm exit. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Stay warm out there, and take care. See you next week. Bye-bye.
The Kingston chapter of the Society for Conservation Biology, also known as SCB, is teaming up with Conservation Queens to host a brand new Conservation Biology Student Conference this year. We are a primarily student-run organization that aims to advance the science and practice of conservation biology in the Kingston region. And the theme of our event is, Where Can Conservation Take You? We invite any student who is interested in an environmentally focused career, whether that be academia, industry, policy, advocacy, or any other field, to join us for this completely free event. The conference will be held on Saturday, February 7th at 1:30 p.m. in the J. Duck Wallace Hall, and will feature a variety of speaker presentations, panel discussions, and more. You can find more information and register to attend on our Instagram at @SCB_Kingston, and we hope to see you there.
Thank you. towards some pull at night. All this in all the shades of you.
This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
And when I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying, yes!